the community came together to really ask, what is the law school of the future? What is the law school that we want to be? And we looked at what the market for our students will be, where they're going to get jobs, and ask the question of how do we better situate ourselves so that our students are best prepared to practice in what's a really changing legal landscape. And so the plan is centered around opportunity pathways that will give students a chance to develop the competencies they need in these new markets. So we have a number of pathways. Some of them are very traditional, the civil and criminal advocacy, public interest, and government. Those have always been strengths at Albany Law School. But we're building new pathways to careers in areas like financial markets and tax and business and in innovation and entrepreneurship. And that requires what the plan does is it sets up a roadmap for us to build a curriculum that is both an educational curriculum and a professional development curriculum so that our students coming in who are interested in perhaps working alongside entrepreneurs to help bring products to market will do that while they're in law school. They'll learn the professional skills, they'll meet the people that they need to meet, the networks will leverage our community, will leverage the growth in the Capital District so that students can have internship opportunities and learning opportunities that are different from traditional opportunities at law schools.
You left Albany Law 20 years ago. How has law school, Albany Law, and the teaching of law changed in those 20 years?
It's changed in many ways, and it hasn't changed at all in some ways. So the traditional law school experience involved this sort of learning to think like a lawyer. And so there was the paper chase model of going into a class and being cold called and being grilled on cases. That still happens. And it's really important to what we do. But the law school of today does so much more than that. Much of that type of learning happens in our first year. There's other types of learning that goes on in the first year as well. The new thing is that every student that comes to Albany Law School has to put to practice what they're learning in the classroom. We have a required experiential learning component, so students will either work in one of our clinics, which is we have a law firm on campus that does different types of work, actually serves real clients, or the students will go out in the field and do field placements, work alongside lawyers, and come back and have faculty members who will work with them to reflect and so that they can improve the skills. So the real difference, I think, in what law school does now from what it did in the early 90s is to prepare students to practice right when they graduate. They're able to hit the ground running and they know how to file a motion. They know how to interview a client. They know how to do a transaction. And they have a lot of the skills that in the old days you only learned after you graduated.
What are you looking for in an application to Albany Law? What do you want to see in that student's, that applicant's background?
There are so many ways to make it to law school. We want to see smart students. We want to see students who are determined to succeed. We want to see students who have grit, who understand that law school is a challenge, but they're ready and willing to take on the challenge. We love to see strong writers because much of what lawyers do is to write, and we focus very much on producing students who can write well and communicate clearly. We want to see students who are ready to take on a challenge, and it is a challenge, but it's one that's well worth it.
You have been on both sides of the law, so to speak. You worked in the public sector with the Attorney General. You've also worked in private law. What did you bring to this job from both sides of that experience?
Well, I think that I bring to the law school the understanding of the complexities of law from all sides. And I spent much more time in the Attorney General's office than anywhere else in my career, other than as a professor here. As a lawyer representing the state and the state agencies and arguing in the court, I have a good understanding of what it is that justice can do and can accomplish, and I think that really makes a difference in my teaching and in thinking about the mission of the law school, that the law school is here. It's a public good that our students are going to go out and change the world, and I know and appreciate that from having seen the way that law can make a difference in people's lives.
When you were a student there at Albany Law, did it ever occur to you that maybe someday you'd come back and be running the institution?
Never, never in a million years. No. As a student, I thought that I would go out and have a small practice, perhaps, or potentially, I really wanted to work for a judge. I was fortunate enough to be able to do that. So I could have foreseen sort of more public service in my life. But when the opportunity came to teach at the law school, I jumped at it. I thought it would be really exciting to give back to students. And then I've been at the law school now for over 10 years and have had the opportunity to work in a number of different capacities. And this is an opportunity to really give back to a place that's been my professional home, and I think it's a place that is so important to the Capital District and to our students. And so I really had no idea that this was coming, but I think that I'm open to the opportunity and hope to make the best of it for the school.